This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Most of the time, we're so focused on work deadlines, stress from school or college, or we're so caught up in our lives to focus on the little things in life. Often, it's hard to find the joy in the little things, like going for a walk, grabbing a coffee with a friend, or even playing your favourite song in the car. Well, today I am joined by Rachel from the Happy Days podcast to chat all about positivity and how we can all appreciate the little things in life. Rachel, thank you so much for hopping on the show with me this evening. First off, what inspired you to start this podcast? And for people as well that are hearing about it for the first time, what is it all about? Bar the obvious, happiness, I presume.
Yes, exactly. So I suppose I owned a dress rental store called Happy Days, which is still in existence. I sold it in September, so still going strong. But it was about a year and a half ago, kind of a year before I sold it, that I thought I wanted to kind of do something a little bit different, but that tied in a bit with the brand. So that was all, you know, about dressing for the happy days in your life. Whereas the Happy Days podcast is me talking to different guests about the happy days in their lives. So it's, you know, I have questions on it, like what was the happiest day of your life? And most guests get annoyed because I caveat that you can't say your wedding day and you can't say the birth of your kids, or else everyone would just have to say that. So it has to be something a little bit different. And also, you know, we go through kind of, you know, what things do you do every day that make you happy? And the whole point around it is, it's just a positive episode where you chat to guests. And also, I love a podcast where you listen and you think, what would I answer that? And you kind of, you know, you're thinking, what was happiest day in my life, or what makes me happy every day, so that you kind of might finish up the episode feeling a bit more positive about your own life. So that's basically the premise of it.
I think you'd finish up the episode very reflective as well, because I'm not even sure what the happiest day in my life is. Now that you were saying that, I was like, jeepers, I'll have to have a think about that later, my own answer, because I'd love to be able to have an answer for that. And
my friends always tell me one of the questions is, what is your ideal day? And my friends always voice note me and they're like, okay, I've updated mine, I've changed it, I want to include this, or I want to include that.
It must change.
It's a nice way to think about things.
Yeah, it obviously changes on the daily, that type of stuff. Because it really depends on my mood, on what the happiest day of my life would look like. You feature so many guests, as you've said. What do you look for in a guest before you invite them onto the show? What are you hoping to get out of them?
So what I really wanted was that it would be really varied, that it wasn't just going to be, you know, one, it wasn't like a female only podcast or anything like that. Like, we've had guests on, I had rugby star Hugo Keenan, I had entrepreneur Bobby Kerr, loads of different men as well as women. So anyone that just kind of has a bit of, you know, an interesting story is happy to come on and chat. And maybe, you know, people that have been on a lot of podcasts, but maybe haven't answered these types of questions, you know, like say for Hugo Keenan, obviously, normally he's going to be asked about rugby, whereas, you know, we came on and chatted about probably anything but rugby. So it was really interesting. And yeah, just anyone that's kind of happy to come on and chat about the happiest days in their lives.
And do you ever find yourself reflecting on kind of the small moments in your lives, inspired by what other people say in their answers after you've interviewed them?
Yes, definitely. Even like people's ideal days, I'll be like, oh my God, I'd love to do that, or I want to include that in mine. Just different things. Like, we had Rachel Galvo on, the comedian, and I've never had a funnier answer for an ideal day. She couldn't have thought it through more. And her ideal day was like split between Dublin, London, spring, summer. She really thought it through and was like all the different things that she would like to do. So yeah, definitely get a bit of inspiration. And yeah, it is nice to reflect and think. And, you know, a lot of things that are in an ideal day or things that make us happy are actually simple things that you kind of can either do all the time, or you probably do already. So I think that is a nice kind of part of it as well, is that you really appreciate your own life.
Has there been a story that you've heard while interviewing other people that has really stuck with you?
Oh, that's such a good one. There definitely is. Like, one of the questions is, what is the saddest day of your life? And kind of, how did you get through it? So there's been a lot of people have been so kind of open and honest and sharing all their different, you know, really sad days. And again, it kind of, by the end of them telling the story and we're talking about how they get through it, it does really show that people can kind of get through a lot. Like, you know, we've had people who have had, you know, abuse or, you know, lost a lot of money or lost a friend. And there's so many different things. Obviously, you know, awful things happen to everybody. But it's, I suppose the nice part of it is that you kind of finish saying, you know, I do these things to either honor this person or I did this to kind of get through it. So it's nice in that way.
You probably feel like you're really, it's almost like a therapy session with someone where they're like hashing out everything that they're feeling. But to counterbalance that then with the happiest moments in their lives, it's obviously just showing the beauty and how incredibly random life can be all in the same go.
Exactly.
Or literally, like there's no rhyme or reason to it. But I don't know if anyone's ever asked you this. What are the small things in your life that make you happy? I presume you must have given this a lot of thought now, since this is basically what you're hearing about on a daily basis.
I mean, that is so true. And, you know, they do obviously change so much. And do you know what's funny? This morning I was thinking of this quote in the car that I saw on Instagram or TikTok or something. And it was it's something about how to make a good village is to be a good villager. And that I just keep thinking about it. And I suppose for me, it's spending time with my friends and my family and, you know, making time to do different things. You know, like I was at, I don't know, do you know Kyla Cobbler? I'm sure you do. Everybody knows the comedian. So I was at her on Tuesday night and went for dinner with my friends first. But I think it's like actually making the effort to do things with your family and friends. I think it's so easy nowadays to kind of go home in the evening, sit on your phone, scroll on social media. So I think doing those little things like that, or that's not even a little thing, you know, you're the full night out, but, you know, make the effort and spending time with family and friends, I think for me is definitely, and, you know, planning nice things to do with people and things like that for me is what like definitely makes me like so happy.
It's often the basic things, the things that you nearly take for granted that'll make you the happiest in life. Of course, as you kind of touched on there, everybody is just too flat out these days, whether they're flat out busy or flat out doom scrolling. There seems to be a mixture of both going on. What advice would you give to people to help them be more present in their lives?
Oh God, yeah, it's hard, isn't it? Because I love a scroll. You know, I love a deep dive on TikTok. That does also relax me. But I think it's being really intentional about it. I've actually myself tried to get back into reading. I love reading. And then suddenly months go by and I haven't read a book. So trying to kind of be intentional and just put the phone down, meet your friend for a walk, put the phone away. And yeah, just make plans that avoid being on your phone as much. And then when you do get to go on it, you're like, this is great. Well-earned screen time.
Yes, it's like, I have earned this. This is my reward. Absolutely. Do you have a dream guest that you'd love to have on the show, whether that be somebody in Ireland or someone, as they say, someone dead or alive, whoever you would want it to be in an ideal world?
Oh my God, there's definitely so many. Okay, do you know who I'm going to say? Amy Poehler. I love her podcast. I think it's so good to hang out with Amy Poehler. And she gets amazing guests on, obviously, because everybody must love her. She is just so funny. And I feel like she's a bit of a gal's gal. And I think she'd just have a laugh. And yeah, I think it would have to be her.
We need to do a shout out for that, because that needs to happen. And then you can be on hers and it can just be it can be a whole collaborative project. What are you hoping the next year will look like for the Happy Days podcast? What plans have you got?
So definitely more lovely guests on would be the dream. And that is one part that is actually really hard about it, is to kind of schedule in guests, get guests. So a few more, definitely a few more men. We need a few more men on there. And, you know, I had Minister Jennifer Carol McNeill on one episode. So more varied guests as well. Then I'm thinking I'm starting another podcast with a friend that's kind of more chatty, kind of weekly, kind of chats just about, you know, things that are happening, pop culture, things that are happening in our lives. We're both in our mid-30s. I'm about to have a baby. She's single. So we've got, like, you know, kind of different lives going on. But yeah, so that's coming up as well.
Gosh, you must be flat out at the minute. And congratulations on the fact that you're expecting it's all going to be a very busy year, regardless of what's coming up in your career, for sure. And if people want to find more from you and also the Happy Days podcast in particular this evening? Where can we find you online and on socials as well?
So on Instagram, we're at the Hoppy Days Podcast. Same on TikTok, so very easy to find. And then I'm just Rachel Hennessy Shannon on both as well.
Well, Rachel, thank you so much for joining me on the show this evening and spreading the love and the happiness as well. And I'm sure we will catch up with you again on iRadio's group chat.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.